Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hafju. Humility is an attitude for success in the spiritual life. Any self-conceit, whether nurtured by superior intelligence, wealth, a high position, or the praise of others, is an obstacle in the path. Genuine humility is not posturing. It requires a constant willingness to deny oneself, to be critical of oneself, and to be open to heaven's guidance. We open with a passage which sets the value of humility. Meekness and modesty. Humility requires sincerity and honesty. Thus, some passages, like the humble person to a child, whose natural spontaneity is acceptance of life in antithesis of often complicated of the adult with its many masks, hidden resentments, and prejudices. Here is the wisdom of the paradox that the humble is affecting, ultimately proposes and wins. He often prospers. He gets more respect from others than the person who is proud and powerful.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم خشایار قاضی زاده هستم دبیر بخش
In the name of God I am Khashayar Ghazizadeh secretary of the illustration section of the 3rd International Arts Festival of Resistance In this festival some 85 works have participated in the illustration section themed resistance which include different aspects of it The major one being the event of Ashura, which is etched in the Muslims and especially Shias' minds as a symbol of resistance and steadfastness. The other subjects revolve around the sacred defense and aggression against Palestine. About the goals of the festival, I'd better say it is aimed at encouraging human beings to resist against oppression and tyranny, which are rampant in today's world. Standing up against oppression and tyranny, injustice, abomination, depravity, and in stark contrast submission to God, the real Creator, is the lesson all faithful human beings take from the school of the most paramount symbol of resistance and perseverance, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was the one who taught the humanity the mystery of how to live and interpreted freedom and liberty. The Epic of Ashura, in all particulars, is a symbol of steadfastness and resistance against anything that brings human beings under the yoke of suppression. This reality, which is not time-bound, will always remain alive and eternal. And today, it has a new message for the new generation. We have to stand up against any kind of arrogance and oppression, be it the arrogance which has cast its shadow on the world politics and spread throughout all corners of the world and dominates the cultural, ethical, and economic domains, or the smaller scale arrogance human beings inflict on each other in their daily interactions. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, has invited us to follow the divine path and have faith in God, submit to him. The art works participate in two sections. The first section is a three-day workshop, and the other section is submission of works by the website of the festival to be judged. Out of the 150 works delivered, 85 works are put on display for enthusiasts. This festival has different sections such as drawing, designing, painting, photography, posters, caricatures, and illustration. Illustration works didn't participate in the second festival, but they were present in the first and third festival. I also had works in illustration section in the third Resistance Festival as secretary and also showcased some works in drawing and painting sections.
Welcome back. This week's site that we would like to introduce to you is called Umul Kitab Institute. If you perhaps know of any websites such as these that you've seen in our program previously, please don't hesitate and send them in for us so that we can share it with the rest of our dear viewers.
The Quranic and Cultural Institute, Umul Kitab and Naqsha Jahan, started its activities as a research center on Quran in Ramadan 1425. Using the most updated equipment, Quran experts in this institute have instigated to organize and present a comprehensive database of Quran texts and interpretations, as well as Quranic books and references on Islamic sciences, to those interested in knowing about this holy book, whether experts or common people. In this institute, the restoration of Shi'ites' ideas as a fundamental and comprehensive view is taken into account. With this in mind, on the one hand, and the help of the experts in Quran on the other, Umul Kitab is now the greatest reference on Quran in Islamic world, which is accessible to all those interested free of charge.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. A short introduction on the Quranic Institute, Umul Kitab. Attracting common audience, extending the access to the multimedia content in forms of picture, audio, video, and the related software, as well as providing access to the interpretation and translation references, withstanding the software and all non-religious content available online, have motivated the Quran experts of Umul Kitab to pursue the following goals. Number 1. Restoring Shi'ites' ideology as the most important long-term goal of the Institute. 2. Introducing the experts in this area. Number 3. Investigating the correctness of Islamic narrations and their relations with Quran. Introducing the fastest and most comprehensive search engine in Quran. And 5. Studying the greatest Quranic multimedia reference. Therefore, Quran experts in Umul Kitab Institute started its website and presented the results of their 12-year research, more than 1 terabyte information, to its interested audience and researcher. The main areas of work on Umul Kitab websites are as follows. 1. Gathering and organizing Quranic information including books, papers, theses, audio, and video readings of Quran and all the Quranic information that researchers and those interested in Quran need. 2. Speeding up the process of research in Quran. 3. Preparing Shi'ites Persian text based on the Quran surahs and verses. 4. Presenting the references for the interested researcher. 5. Presenting related information such as news, stories, papers, Quranic figures, and files for children. 6. A comprehensive collection on general and expert information on our imams. At a glance, the information on Ummul Kitab website is related to Quran and our holy imams. The parts about text content, multimedia, education, and research are related to the Quranic part, and the other parts are related to our holy imams. The menus in text content part include Quran's text, Quran's translation, Quran's interpretation, Quranic papers, the latest discussions and debates, Quranic stories, Quranic news, Quranic figures, Quran surahs, and Islamic occasions. In the multimedia section, the following parts are presented: pictures, audio, video, and software. And in the educational part, there's information on the following sections: reading Quran freely, reading Quran without rhythm, reading Quran with rhythm, how to read Quran, memorizing Quran, Quran's concepts, thinking in Quran, and Quran's interpretation. Searching in Quran, text content part, and the multimedia part can be done through parameters and even with restricting the research to specific words. In the second part of the website, information on our holy imams through 17 updated websites can be found. Websites such as Prophet Muhammad's website, Imam Ali's website, Hazrat Zahra's website, Imam Hassan's website, Imam Hussein's website, Imam Sajjad's website, Imam Baqir's website, Imam Kazem's website, Imam Rizal's website, Imam Jawad's website, Imam Hadi's website, Imam Hassan Askari's website, Imam Mahdi's website, Hazrat Zainab's website, Hazrat Abul Fazl's website, and Hazrat Khadija's website. One of the most important and the newest parts of the website is the Quran's text. It's important to note that all the technological standards are considered in designing this page in order to let the user access responsive pages that can be used in all devices such as cell phones. To make the reading easier, standard Arabic fonts are used in this part. Also, there are many setting options that make the reading easier for the user. The user can choose Quran's text or its translation. This can also be done based on reader's needs and interest. Also importantly, by moving the mouse on Quran's text, it will be translated for the user. By choosing a surah, a verse, or a part of the Quran, the user can have access to its text and translation. Moreover, the user can choose a surah or a verse and choose the reader too, or also the number of its repetition.
It is a complete sense of humbleness that overcomes one who is totally submitted to the will of God, the Almighty. Worship is submission to God. The essential part of submission is humility. In the Quran, it says, "So glorify the praises of your Lord and be of those who prostrate themselves to Him." Humility can guide us to paradise, just as its opposite, arrogance, can only lead us to hell It is Satan's arrogance that caused his expulsion from paradise when he refused to humbly. God's command and prostrate before the Father of mankind, he condemned himself and his followers to hell. Satan's lack of submission or resulted in one of the most pious of God's creatures falling into void.
Son of Mikhail, ya Mustafa, Moon of Medina, ya Mustafa, Best of the man, you, ya Mustafa, True trustee, ya Mustafa, Mustafa. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين You are the source of the light of our heart, the fountain of love, the cause of my sight. Stars and earth and all those upon it, what servants are to the last prophet. Mustafa أنت النبي الأمين أمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين Mikhail, ya Mustafa, Moon of Medina, ya Mustafa, Best of the man, you, ya Mustafa, True trustee, ya Mustafa,
Mustafa.
Now let's go see this artistic report together. Hope you enjoy it.
Up short, but sometimes poetry takes me to the realms that words are unable to do anything. In such circumstances, I resort to lines, to designs, to whatever poetry asks for, and everything begins with a dot. This very point takes me with itself, and at the end, there's only a dot. From each dot to the other, it says, I'm another form of your poetry in the world of solitude. I don't know, and don't want to know, for example, where you intend to take me by putting this dot on the paper or canvas now, or what will the final outcome be. I feel I'm light, like a feather in the air, and in the end, when I stand to look at the complete work rationally, I see all the designs refer to my childhood, the time of innocence without any reason, the time of freedom without having to be questioned. There's no need to introduce Sayyid Ali Salehi. By his painting, we can find out he is from the Middle Zagros Mountains. His special paintings refer to internal dialogue of human beings in two aspects. The color paintings, which date back to the initial stage of his work, and black and white paintings, which are the result of the dialogues in his inner self and reflect his dreams. Salehi is a self-educated painter and a poet. But the bottom line of his works is an effort to deal with this final question. Is there any teacher and scholar who is more honest and knowledgeable than the life itself? Undoubtedly, Ali Salehi is one of the focal points to answer the audiences of the contemporary poetry. Through an in-depth inspection of his works, we can delve into the nature and destiny of human beings, but this time by a world of designs, lines, and dots, and not by his lexicon. And how amazing is it? This vigilant and conscious lighthouse keeper paves the way for unimaginable thoughts. This vigilant and conscious lighthouse keeper paves the way for unimaginable thoughts without any beginning or an end, and in hierarchy from the form to content in his own stream of unconsciousness of mind and without the usual narrative. This time his pen doesn't create words, but revolves around a rainbow of colors to make pure and clear designs, and creates dots which are as vast as the world and deal with the frenzy of untold stories of mine and yours, and reveals the innermost labyrinth of human's history. Salehi sets off for the palace of discovering human beings without being worried or thinking of the trivialities in the least, or without any prologue or conclusion. Sayyid Ali Salehi, in the strict sense of the word, was a self-schooled artist who used to make discoveries in his solitude subconsciously without being aware how such amazing opportunities come up for inspiration. At that point, words are not sufficient. Line, in a mysterious and at the same time out-of-reach arena, becomes part of the design, which is a no-go zone for seeing and perceiving words. This time, lines and dots, as undeniable constituents, invite the painter-poet to itself. Sayyid Ali Salehi is the founder of two schools of New Wave and Poetry of Discourse. He has read poems in the most prestigious universities in the West. He has been awarded with numerous prizes, including Farooq Farrokhzad Award, the Association of Arab Writers, Iraqi Kurdistan Gelabij Award, and Bruce Award. Thank you.
to this part of the program where we read emails, which is one of personally my own favorite parts of the program. We really look forward to reading the emails and suggestions about the show just so we can make more improvements. So our first email is from Cyrus, who emailed asking, can you make an episode about the effects of media on society? That's actually a really good idea. So I think maybe in one of our future programs we'll use that idea. Our second email is from Helia, who emailed saying the program about Oshiro was absolutely amazing. I wish it was divided into more parts so that it could be more detailed. That's true. It was very interesting, but unfortunately we couldn't do that. Our third email is from Shazia, who emailed saying, I have a suggestion for one of your programs. It would be great if you could make an episode about Gandhi and his way of life. Very interesting. He had a very virtuous life. And our last email is from Ilar, who emailed saying, thank you so much for the episode about hijab. It was very complete. I was happy that it wasn't just focused on female hijab and was also focused on male hijab, which is usually forgotten. I actually thought the same thing. So that's why we focused on male hijab as well as female hijab, because it regards both genders. And once again, thank you so much for your comments and questions. As you can see, we use the suggestions in our programs. So please don't hesitate. And if you have any ideas, send them in for us. Thank you. If you would like any information regarding our program, regarding the timing, or if you would just like to watch previous episodes or even the current episode, you can watch it live. And you can even download it onto your computer. So don't hesitate, and you can visit our website at english.sairatv.ir.
Sunday on Pure Home, Sahar Haqju and the expert of the show, Hojatul Islam Muhammad Razavi, an Islamic scholar, talked about the effects of religion on a healthy mind. In the part from Here and There, Farhad Vafoju talked about a study which has identified remarkable differences in the neural wiring of men and women that clarifies why males and females have different abilities at certain tasks. Monday on Spectrum Iran, Hamid Sharafi talked about the recent 2013 OIC trade fair in Iran and other international exhibitions in the country. Despite pressures and sanctions, among other efforts, to isolate Iran economically on the international arena, the Islamic Republic is doing its best to maintain and expand trade channels with Iran's trading partners. This week, my colleagues was joined by Hamidreza Amoli, Director for Local Exhibitions of Iran International Exhibitions Company. Wednesday on Center Stage, my colleague focused on the Afghan-US security deal in view of the fact that President Karzai has rejected the U.S. demand that Kabul sign the deal between the two countries as soon as possible. The U.S. has repeatedly said it will not wait until after the April 2014 presidential vote to seal the agreement. Washington has rejected President Karzai's suggestion of the signing to take place next year. My colleague was joined via Skype by Sirajuddin Isar, Afghan political analyst and PhD researcher in political economy at London School of Oriental and African Studies. And in the studio was Spin Tani, journalist and analyst at BBC World Service.
Well, we've come to the end of our program. We hope that it was enticing and interesting for you, and that you'll join us again for next week's program.